Well, hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 2nd of January 2025. Happy New Year. Happy New Year indeed. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a really good week. I don't know what it was like for you, but for me, it was back to work today, back to normality. And it dragged. It really did drag. Having just over a week off for this sort of Christmas festive period, which I've got to say I really needed. It was nice to get a bit of a break from work, but it was also nice to have that sort of period. It's a busy time for us because our family is so large between Amanda and I, but it was nice to actually see family in quite a few different days. So it was nice, it was busy. But it is back to normality, of course. And with the change of a new year, it often brings along, a lot of people like to do New Year's resolutions. Now, me and my wife have often spoken about New Year's resolutions in the past. We always feel that it seems a bit wrong to make a change just before, because the calendar changes. We've always sort of gone by the attitude that if we need to make a change, we make a change right then. But I thought I'm going to ask you if you've got any New Year's resolutions that you're doing and whether or not you would like to share those, specifically if they are garden related or vegetable garden related even more. And as I say, I'm not so much into resolutions, but I am in the view that I need to make changes in my life. The big one is I need to lose weight. Now, I am obese, it has to be said. I'm 17 stone, but 6 foot tall. Some people are quite shocked when I say that because they don't think I look obese. They will say overweight, but actually I am obese. I have to admit, I am fairly physically active. So I do a lot of walking. I do a lot of lugging around stuff at work and, of course, gardening. But I don't go to the gym or anything. I eat pretty well. We do eat a lot of, as you know, fresh homegrown vegetables. My problem is I eat too much. I eat till I'm satisfied and then I can eat some more. I eat too much. And that is my big problem. So I'm reducing the amount that I eat. I'm trying to be really, really strict myself with that. And I'm trying to go out for a run in the morning. I wanted to do it this morning, couldn't wake up and get out of bed. And the biggest problem with that is actually the use of the phone. I'm checking my social media accounts and all that stuff in the morning, then get stuck into Reels. So that is something I'm trying to kick the habit so I can get out of bed, go for a run, and then do some gardening. Now, another thing that I'm, as I say, I'm not keen on the term resolutions, but I'm trying to be a little bit more social. Now, that's not saying I'm going out on a Friday, Saturday night or anything like that. We do want to see our friends and families a little bit more. But I also want to be more social on social media, which goes against what I've just said. But I'm talking about things like in our Facebook group, being a bit more asking questions, getting people to talk in there. I'm working on getting the forums back up and running at the moment as well, which would be another good one if we can get that that going for you as well. But definitely trying to be a bit more social, trying to be a little bit more present too and getting great things going on social media. Now, talking of social media, there's been a lot of buzz about Lucy Chamberlain's book that was out today. And I've got to admit, Grow Food Anywhere, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant book. Thoroughly enjoying it. It definitely ties in with everything that we talk about. And yeah, really, really, really good book. It's out today. You can find it on Amazon and places like that. I'm giving it another little mention because it is our book of the month for January. I might actually see about getting a copy to give it away as a competition prize for the podcast, just to give you a heads up as well. But I think it's a really good book. Let's give it another buzz. It's all over social media today, and even I've posted on it. One of the things I have to do when I get given stuff is create a buzz over it. So I think we've done that. Now, we are in January and I have got your seeds in the post to you. They actually went in the post yesterday. Normally I'll do that on the last day of the month, but because it was a bank holiday yesterday, it seemed a little bit pointless. So I got them in the post yesterday. So they should be on their way to you as we speak. But what seeds have we got for you this month, I think you're asking? So, just bringing up the newsletter, so let's have a look at this. First seed that we've got for you is basil, which we're going to be sowing on next Thursday. Basil, classic herb, we've all heard of it, we all eat it. I grow it in quite abundance here, and it's definitely one that we like to grow a lot of. Next, we've got sweet pepper, ajidulch. It's a variety. Sweet pepper, another one, like chilies, like aubergines, need a long growing period. So I highly recommend sowing these indoors over a radiator if you don't have heated propagators, but definitely need a long growing period. Rhubarb as well. We've got some rhubarb seeds. Variety is champagne. I've included rhubarb pretty much every January for the last few years, and I'm in an hour in whether it was worth doing. I really, really, really like growing rhubarb from seed because it is just so easy to grow. Really is so easy to grow. So I have included rhubarb again. I had a communication that a few people actually really liked growing rhubarb as well because of how easy it was. So we've thrown in rhubarb. I've got quite a few rhubarb plants, but what I tend to do now is give them to my mum, who sells them at a car boot for charity, some of the excess plants, that is. We've also got another perennial. This is artichoke green globe. Now, I've got to admit, I'm not a lover of artichoke. We have an artichoke plant on the allotment, and the seed of the year that I've never grown before is cardoons. But artichoke, and it's a good one, actually. I quite like the look of artichoke plants. I do think they look quite architecturally stunning, which is something we do need to think about in a good looking garden. But growing them from seed, we have done before. I've got a couple of plants out of my garden thinking about it, and they are pretty easy to grow from seed as well. So I've just knocked the microphone. I don't know if that's shaken through. Then we've also got an asparagus. Now, asparagus is another one that I send out in January in the past. And it's one that I really enjoy growing asparagus from seed. It is a long process of growing from seed, but we've got quite a few asparagus plants. And what I like about growing these from seed is it gives us a chance to really dabble and experiment with different varieties each year. And we're building a new asparagus bed out in the garden, which is going to include some of these asparaguses that we've grown over the years. This variety is UC157F2. Not a very catchy name, but hey, it's worth trying. And then finally, we have rocket. Now, rocket is a spicy salad crop. I always like to include a salad crop. And I've included it because it is actually quite a cool weather-loving crop. It will grow outside, but will need a bit of protection, especially where I am, but wherever you are, bit of protection will be needed for asparagus. All the others can be sown indoors, which is why I've chosen specifically for January. Now, of course, you get our copy of our mini newspaper, which is addressed to you personally. And something I'm just going to draw your attention to, because I do actually use our copy of this mini newspaper as well. On the back, I have the task checklist that I like to tick off, and then seeds that we can sow this month as well, which I also like to tick off as we go. What I want this newspaper to be is more of a guide or something that you can keep to have an idea of what's been going on in your garden, what you've been doing in your garden, things like that. Something that, again, gives you just a bit more money or a bit more bang for your buck. But if you've got any ideas or things that I could add, I did think about adding somewhere to add notes or something like that, but I just felt that was a little bit on the lame side. But Be interesting to know if there is anything you would like in that. Whether or not you use it or not is another thing I'd like to know. I use mine. I should really talk more about it with you guys. Now, we were just having a look on my notes. Where were we? Now, the weather. Yeah, weather for the weekend, because I'm hoping to do some gardening this weekend as we are going back to normal. Weather today was quite nice and sunny, and I think it is going to be tomorrow, although the night temperatures are really cold. But I've just had a look, and it looks like it's going to be raining at the weekend, which is a little bit annoying, because I was hoping to get down to the allotment and do some gardening here at home. Now, if I do get to the garden, if I do get to the allotment, one of the things I really want to do is tidy up the fruit area at the top of my allotment. This is where I have my neighbours, alongside my neighbours, who haven't been on their plot at all this year. And all I want to do there is trim down all the grass around the fruit plants, lay down a load of cardboard just to hold everything in place and try and make the most of that space and tidy it up. The cardboard is there as a weed suppressing membrane. It works wonders and is free and cheap. And I've got a lot of it, as I'm sure many of us have. So we've got that. What is all I really want to do on the allotment this weekend. Back at home, I need to harvest our ginger. I actually harvested one of our ginger plants the other day, and I was quite pleased with what we got. And best of all, I've replanted two pieces, so we should be able to, from that one plant, we've had a couple of thumb-sized pieces of ginger out of it, plus we should be able to get two more plants out of it as well. I've got three plants this year that need harvesting, so hopefully that carries on. We should get a decent amount of ginger and some more plants for next year. I need to put up my chilli seedlings. These were something that we sowed in the supporters club last month. They do need to go into a bit of a bigger plot just to give them a bit more room to grow. And one of the things I'm really focusing on at the moment is feeding birds as well. I want to make sure those birds are available in the spring to help keep the pet slugs and snails down, because I think it is going to be a bit of a warm winter. So slugs and snails are going to be quite prevalent in the spring. So I want to track those birds in. I always want to do this anyway. Of course, we do need to try and keep them off our brassicas, which seems to work with things like nettings or cloches or something like that. But lots of things we have to think about. Lots of things that we need to do. But definitely encouraging birds into the garden is an important step. Right, this has been actually quite a bit longer than I thought I would talk tonight, but hopefully it's been of some value to you. As always, I want to thank you a lot for the support you show me. It really does help, your support. Everything gets reinvested back into the podcast and it helps keep the podcast running. I am still working on things, but on the website, but keep your eye on the website for that in the future. Right, guys, you take care, and I'll speak to you again on Sunday. Take care.